بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created Adam alayhi salam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a command to the angels, usjudu li Adam. And included in this command was Iblis, was Shaytan, that prostrate, bow down before Adam alayhi salam. فَسَجَدَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ كُلُّهُمْ أَجْمَعُونَ Allah says, the angels immediately complied, they agreed with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They put their heads down in prostration before Adam alayhi salam. إِلَّا Iblis, but Iblis, Shaytan, refused. He rejected the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah questions him, يَا Iblis, مَا مَنَعَكَ أَن تَسْجُدَ لِمَا خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيْ That, O Iblis, what has caused you to reject my command? Why have you refused to bow down in prostration to Adam alayhi salam? Iblis, Shaytan replies that, O Allah, see, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ I am superior to him, I am better than him. خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن تِين You have created me from fire, and you have created him from clay. Fire is superior to clay. And therefore this is beneath me, it is beneath my dignity to put my head down in prostration before this creation of yours. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, أَسْتَكْبَرْتَ أَمْ كُنْتَ مِنَ الْعَالِينَ O Shaytan, O Iblis, has pride come into you now, or were you always from those who had pride and arrogance? Mufassirin explained that up until this point in his life, Shaytan was known as a very great worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, to this extent, he had mimicked and resembled the qualities and the sifat of the angels to this extent, that whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a command to the angels, then automatically Iblis was included in this command. He was known to be part of the assembly of angels, although he himself was not an angel, he was from the jinn. But because of his worship and his obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was known to be part of the group of the angels. But now he makes a statement out of pride, out of arrogance. And the result, the consequence of this pride, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, قَالَ فَخْرُجْ مِنْهَا That the first consequence, the first result of your pride and arrogance is that you will now be expelled from the gardens of paradise. فَإِنَّكَ رَجِيمٌ And secondly, you will be regarded as an outcast. You are no longer welcome and worthy of being in my inner circle of friends. And further Allah says to him, وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكَ لَعْنَتِي إِلَى يَوْمِ الدِّينِ That till the day of Qiyamah, you will be distanced from my rahmat and my mercy. This is the consequence, the result of pride, of takabbur. And therefore we can understand on the other end of the scale, tawadu, humility. What is the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for this? Is that while arrogance and pride cause shaitan to be distanced from the mercy of Allah, tawadu and humility will cause a person to be drenched in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While pride caused him to be distanced from the close circle of Allah's friends, humility and tawadu will cause a person to enter into the circle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's friends. And ultimately that arrogance and pride caused him to be expelled from the gardens of paradise. If a person will bring humility, tawadu within his life, then this will cause him to secure his entrance into paradise and his place in the gardens of Firdaus. This is the reward for tawadu, for humility. And therefore we find in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, when it came to something insignificant, something small, such as partaking of meals, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, أَنَا أَكُلُ كَمَا أَكُلُ الْعَبْدِ أَنَا لَا أَكُلُ مُتَّكِئًا When I partake of meals also, then I eat like the eating of a slave. I am not prepared to lean back or recline on anything as I eat, because I wish to portray and show my humility, my tawadu before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to humility and tawadu, then there are two things. One is generally that which becomes a deterrent or a blockage from a person bringing humility within his life is that commonly a person feels that if I will humble myself, if I will lower myself, then this will result in me being taken advantage of. People will take this as a sign of weakness, that I am incapable of defending myself, I can't stand up for myself, and therefore I am not prepared to humble myself, to lower myself. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very emphatically clears this misconception that ma tawadha'a ahadun lillah illa rafa'ahu Allah. There is no slave of Allah who will humble himself, who will lower himself for the sake of Allah, except that Allah will create the means for him to be raised, not just in the hereafter, but his status, his position, his honor will be granted to him in this world as well. And the second point, which many a times people mention, is that Although I want to be a humble slave of Allah, but because of the bounties that I'm enjoying in this world, I have been given wealth, I have been given some status, perhaps I have been given physical beauty. Therefore, it is very easy for takabbur and pride to come into my heart. I find it very difficult to inculcate humility within me. Hazrat Hakim Sahab Rahmatullahi Alayhi would explain that if a person wishes to progress in this world, then he would say that amongst the Arabs, the weapon of choice was the bow and arrow. So he says that if that arrow had to have takabbur and pride, and say that I refuse to be pulled back, I don't want to move backwards, I want to move forward, and I will not allow anyone to pull me backwards, then that arrow will not give itself a chance to move forward and to shoot into the lines of the enemy. But the moment that arrow allows itself to be pulled backwards, to suppress itself, to lower itself, then it now gives itself a chance to be shot forward and to have an effect on the enemy's ranks. So he would say that the greatest cure, or a simple and easy cure for takabbur, is tashakkur. As we discussed yesterday, that a person expresses gratitude for the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we discuss what is the meaning of shukr, that a person first and foremost acknowledges, where did I receive these bounties from? Who is the one who gave me these bounties? So he would say, when a person has takabbur, pride, make tashakkur, express your gratitude before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this car that I am driving, it's not because I worked and I bought it, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored me with this. The home that I am living in, or the status and position that I enjoy in this dunya, is not because of my intelligence, my degree, my acumen, but rather this is a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon me. When a person will now make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will praise Allah for these favors, then this will slowly rid the heart of takabbur, of pride, and the quality of tawadu and humility will come into the heart of a person. And then he would caution and say that this hadith is sufficient for a person to bring tawadu within his life, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالُ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ كِبْرٍ. That person who has just an atom's amount of pride, just an atom's amount of pride within his heart, he thinks himself to be superior to others, that everybody else is beneath me, I am greater than them, either because of my wealth, because of my status, because of what I enjoy in this world. Then if he has that amount of pride in his heart, then he will not enter the gardens of Jannah. Allah protect us, Allah give us the tawfiq, that just as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was the greatest of Allah's creation, if there was any person in this world who was worthy and deserving of having pride, it would have been him. But yet, throughout his life, we find humility, tawadu. Allah give us tawfiq to emulate this quality, bring it into our lives. Allah make it easy. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.